Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 22, Isaiah 22, verse 1. The oracle concerning the valley of vision. What do you mean that you have gone up, all of you, to the housetops, you who are full of shoutings, tumultuous city, exultant town? Your slain are not slain with the sword or dead in battle. All your leaders have fled together without the bow they were captured. All of you who were found were captured, though they had fled far away. Therefore I said, look away from me. Let me weep bitter tears. Do not labor to comfort me concerning the destruction of the daughter of my people. For the Lord God of hosts has a day in tumult and trampling and confusion in the valley of vision, a battering down of walls and a shouting to the mountains. And Elam bore the quiver with chariots and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Your choicest valleys were full of chariots, and the horsemen took their stand at the gates. He has taken away the covering of Judah. In that day you looked to the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw the breaches of the city of David were many. You collected the waters of the lower pool, and you counted the houses of Jerusalem, and you broke down the houses to fortify the wall. You made a reservoir between the two walls for water of the old pool, but you did not look to him who did it, or see him who planned it long ago. In that day the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and mourning, for baldness and wearing sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts has revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned for you until you die, says the Lord God of hosts. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, come, go to the steward, to Shibna, who is over the household, and say to him, what have you to do here, and whom have you here? That you have cut out here a tomb for yourself, you who cut out a tomb on the height and carve a dwelling for yourself in the rock. Behold, the Lord will hurl you away violently, O you strong man. He will seize firm hold on you and whirl you around and around and throw you like a ball into a wide land. There you shall die, and there shall be your glorious chariots, you shame of your master's house. I will thrust you from your office, and you will be pulled down from your station. In that day I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe, and will bind your sash on him, and will commit your authority to his hand. And he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place, and will become a throne of honor to his father's house. And they will hang on him the whole honor of his father's house, the offspring and issue, every small vessel, from the cups to all the flagons. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a secure place will give way, and it will be cut down and fall, and the load that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. The Oracle Concerning Tyre. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is laid waste without house or harbor. From the land of Cyprus it is revealed to them. Be still, O inhabitants of the coast, the merchants of Sidon who crossed the sea have filled you, and on many waters your revenue was the grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile. You were the merchant of the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the stronghold of the sea, saying, I have neither labored nor given birth, I have neither reared young men nor brought up young women. When the report comes to Egypt, they will be in anguish over the report about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coast! Is this your exultant city, whose origin is from days of old, whose feet carried her to settle her far away? Who has purposed this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honor of the earth? The Lord of hosts has purposed it, to defile the pompous pride of all glory, to dishonor all the honored of the earth. Cross over your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish, there is no restraint any more. He has stretched out his hand over the sea, he has shaken the kingdoms. The Lord has given command concerning Canaan to destroy its strongholds. And he said, you will no more exult, O oppressed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus, even there you will have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people that was not. Assyria destined it for wild beasts. They erected their siege towers, they stripped their palaces bare, they made her a ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is laid waste. In that day Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the prostitute. Take a harp, go about the city, O forgotten prostitute, make sweet melody, sing many songs, that you may be remembered. At the end of 70 years the Lord will visit Tyre, and she will return to her wages, and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Her merchandise and her wages will be holy to the Lord. It will not be stored or hoarded, but her merchandise will supply abundant food and fine clothing for those who dwell before the Lord. Behold, the Lord will empty the earth and make it desolate, and he will twist its surface and scatter its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the slave, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The earth shall be utterly empty and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourns and withers, the world languishes and withers, the highest people of the earth languish. The earth lies defiled under its inhabitants, for they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore a curse devours the earth, and its inhabitants suffer for their guilt. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are scorched, and few men are left. The wine mourns, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted sigh. The mirth of the tambourines is stilled, the noise of the jubilant is ceased. The mirth of the lyre is stilled. No more do they drink wine with singing. Strong drink is bitter to those who drink it. The wasted city is broken down. Every house is shut up so that none can enter. There is an outcry in the streets for lack of wine. All joy has grown dark. The gladness of the earth is banished. Desolation is left in the city. The gates are battered into ruins. For thus it shall be in the midst of the earth among the nations, as when an olive tree is beaten, as at the gleaning when the grape harvest is done. They lift up their voices, they sing for joy. Over the majesty of the Lord they shout from the west. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord, in the coastlands of the sea give glory to the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. From the ends of the earth we hear songs of praise, of glory to the righteous one. But I say, I waste away, I waste away, woe is me, for the traitors have betrayed, with betrayal the traitors have betrayed. Terror and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. He who flees at the sound of the terror shall fall into the pit, and he who climbs out of the pit shall be caught in the snare. For the windows of heaven are open, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is utterly broken, the earth is split apart, the earth is violently shaken. The earth staggers like a drunken man, it sways like a hut. Its transgressions lie heavy upon it, and it falls and will not rise again. On that day the Lord will punish the host of heaven in heaven, and on the kings of the earth and on the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners in a pit. They will be shut up in a prison, and after many days they will be punished. Then the moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts reigns on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before his elders. Going back to the beginning to go over our reading just for a couple of minutes. Chapter 22, verse 1 says, "The Oracle Concerning the Valley of Vision." The heading seems pretty cryptic, but when you get down to verses 8 through 10, it reveals that it refers to Jerusalem and those inhabitants. Valley of Vision perhaps means that they had opportunity to see and to respond to God. But there's a celebration going on in Jerusalem, maybe some response to the foretold destruction of her surrounding enemies, or maybe out of rebelliousness or even complacency. But he says, you're slain or not slain with a sword or dead in battle. Your leaders have fled together. When Babylon took Jerusalem in 586 BC, the warriors of Judah fled by night. We see this in 2 Kings chapter 25. So there's going to be this day of tumult, this trampling, this confusion. Verse 9 talks about water and pools. Under Hezekiah, Jerusalem made some preparations for an Assyrian siege by reinforcing the walls and establishing a better water supply. The problem is, the people weren't looking to God for salvation. They were simply looking to their wall and their water supply. So it's all worthless. He says in verse 11, "You did not look to the Maker." Chapter 23 talks about the city of Tyre. Remember that there were the Phoenician cities of Tyre and Sidon. They were neighbors of Israel to the northwest. They were port cities that were considered to be very secure. For a little bit of perspective, you might think back to King Ahab And he married a woman named Jezebel, and she was a princess of Sidon. So, being an important port city, an important trade route, he talks about the fact that the loss of this city, the laid waste of Tyre, is going to mean that many who did business there or came through there were going to weep and wail. Primarily, it makes mention of the ships of Tarshish. Egypt is also mentioned, as those were two prominent locations that traded with and through Tyre. Says that at 70 years they will be empty, but then will make a return. Chapter 24 begins to make a more general proclamation and a judgment upon all of mankind. And so he begins to describe that what's going to happen is going to happen to everybody, the people, the priest, the slave, the master, the maid, the mistress, etc. The earth is going to mourn, it's going to wither, it's going to languish. Even the highest people are going to suffer. There will be desolation, there will be a lack of food for enjoyment, such as wine to have something sweet to drink. I'll pull your attention to verse 23, where we ended. The moon will be confounded and the sun ashamed. These were two things in the sky that were worshipped as heavenly beings amongst many idolaters, but they're going to be confounded and ashamed, for the Lord of hosts reigns. God is the one true and living God, the Almighty, the Creator of the universe. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.